Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
What's up, y'all? It's Strange in the Membrane. We're back live right here from Gotham Podcast Studios. I almost messed that up. What is wrong with y'all?
Yo, the wire got caught in my bad. Sorry.
Y'all sit there wrestling with each other.
I didn't just get dry. I'm over here talking to them. Hey, how you guys doing?
You know, because he's been singing John Cena's theme for the longest time.
Gotta get ready.
Well, you know, this is Strange in the Membrane, where we always talk about movies, comic books, TVs, film, animations, and it all lets you be a little strange in the membrane. As always, I got my man, Mr. Michael Williams.
What's up, yo?
Mr. John Costa.
What's up?
And the Jared Leto hating intern himself.
Intern.
How y'all doing?
Mr. Shamel Romero.
We love.
And of course, I'm Jeff Strange. Now, we had a little thing that we had reached out to a friend of ours. He's on Instagram, known as Plushy Gangster. He's a very dope artist, and this is the artwork he's done for us. Could you please show that, please? Nice. Yes, that's me in the middle as Luke Cage. And you see John as Nightwing.
Hell yeah.
Shamel as Beast Boy. Because I had him pegged for Kid Flash. But he said, nah, I like Beast Boy. I was like, oh, okay.
We couldn't get the rights to Balloon Man.
That'd have been awesome.
You said they're just swinging from the air. And then on the other side of me is my man Mike as the watcher, because he does watch everything. Like, hey, man, the stream ain't up. What the hell? Like, why is that? They're like, yo, why is that over there? That's why Mike is the watcher. And, of course, on the end is Mr. Antonio Pomerantz as the Black Panther. He does know the way.
I don't care. I don't care.
But yo, and now speaking of Black Panther, that's next week. Get out and go see it. We're going to talk about that in a little bit in a minute. But we just want to let this image sink into a couple of people's heads and make them a little upset.
Y'all jealous.
Don't get jelly. But anyway.
Anybody got the anti-piracy number?
That's kind of messed up. Right.
Well, before we get started, I wanted to pay homage to Mr. Reg E. Cathy. He passed away yesterday. He was in a bunch of movies, such as The Mask, Clear and Present Danger. He was in Pootie Tang. Remember Dirty D?
Oh, my God. Forgot about Pootie Tang.
Satate. Yeah, he was in SWAT. He was in that horrible Fantastic Four as Dr. Franklin Storm. Mm-hmm. And he played Don King in the Hands of Stone movie.
He was also in House of Cards.
Yeah, definitely on House of Cards. Yeah, mm-hmm. Star Trek The Next Generation, Oz, The Wire, House of Cards, Banshee, and the list just goes on and on. Damn, he even did Inside Amy Schumer. That sounded like a porn
film. I was about to say. Man, and
he did Inside.
As my wife remembers him from a show called Square One.
Yeah. That's all his whole, filmography right here. But that was like the most notable points I just wanted to bring out. So, like, rest in peace, Mr. Reg Cathay.
Mm-hmm. R.I.P., man.
He will definitely be missed.
Yeah, he was a great actor.
So now, everybody's seeing the artwork. So stay tuned, because there are going to be some T-shirts coming soon. All right? When we get all our T-shirts, we're going to be wearing them so you can see and then, do the modeling and everything else. And, people want to drool and all that kind of stuff. Wipe their mouth because they're thirsty. But let's start off with all these trailers that came out this week.
Oh my God.
Let's start with Venom. How sick is that one?
Go ahead. That was pretty cool. It could have been better, to be honest. I just feel like they could have shown more.
Yeah, I agree.
Besides the whole symbiote in the case, but they could have shown more.
I agree with Shamel. They need to. I need more.
I'm wary, very, very wary, because they've already shown they're really not good at Venom. They really don't appreciate it like the rest of the fans do.
Wary of the story or wary of Tom Hardy?
I think they're wary of the character, because it's just like it's hard to do an anti-hero properly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they're already throwing Carnage into it, which is, I think, a lot if you really don't know what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Tom Hardy can be over the top sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
You think?
Mr. the Bird.
You love doing that Bane stuff.
I love that. I'm Dog Venom, is. Ha-ha.
You never know. You are darkness.
Batman.
You have my permission to die, Batman. You know.
I became darkness. No one knew who I was until I put
I'm
him
in the minority here.
Yeah. No, I'm cautiously optimistic. Like, I think it could be a good movie if they do it properly. It's just everything that originally they were going to make it its own thing, like they're doing the new Joker movie that we're talking going to be talking about. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, oh, we're putting Tom Holland as Peter Parker into it, and it's like,
well, is there too much? Everybody, not the king. Oh, everybody was asking for that. Like, everybody was asking, will Tom Holland be in it? And they confirmed that he'll be in certain parts of it, not in the full movie.
Okay.
Just so that they can, you know, have some type of tie in with it.
I'm just worried about too many hands in the cookie jar. You know?
Well, it makes sense because, to be honest, it would be cool to see Tom Holland and Venom go at it besides that horrible version we saw.
Oh yeah, it'll definitely be.
So it makes sense to actually see that, like, how that plays out.
Okay,
that works. Now what? Ant-Man and Wasp, we saw that already. But what was the other one that came out?
I didn't see that trailer.
The Joker.
You didn't see Ant-Man and Wasp? No, the come on, dude.
I'm trying to not, like,
see if you be on Facebook.
You know what? Let me keep my CSI ass out of that. Let me stay on Facebook, all right? Other than that, I haven't seen it. Like, I've seen the pictures of everything. I just haven't seen the trailer.
Oh, okay.
Good. There's a Jessica Jones trailer that came out this week, which I feel is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming out, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yes.
Early March?
March, yes.
It looks good. Her finding her origins. I'm talking about Wildcat possibly showing up because she's her friend saying, oh, she doesn't want a sidekick, but she definitely needs one.
Mm-hmm.
And her partner kicking ass a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And they already have a purple light clapping.
The return of Kilgrave.
Yes. Maybe he will actually be purple this time.
Like, that's always purple. The craziest thing. Like
Thanos, you know, purple, maybe.
They were supposed to do it for this one, but they wound up not. For I have no idea why.
He could be the Doctor Who fans.
He could be Ivan News purple. Power Rangers.
No, they did it to basically cash in on the Doctor Who fans. So David Tennant just showing his face. You know, maybe
because I mean, between him and what was the other dude, Matt.
Was it Bauer? I don't remember his name. Yeah. And Dr. Whovians, you can crucify me all you want. I haven't watched Dr. Who. I don't know where to start.
Huh? Matt Smith, you talking about?
Yeah.
The other Dr. Who?
Yeah, because like it was between him and David Tennant are like rated the best Dr. Who's up to this date at least.
Yeah.
Because I was watching it with my wife and, you know, because she was a Whovian and I don't know, Peter Capaldi just didn't really.
Well, I don't think he was really interested in it for that. Like, he just kind of did it just to do it. Just to be I was Doctor Who.
And I mean, you know, like, what all these other movies that, you know, that have birthed other stars from those Doctor Who shows. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, what's the name? Steven, what's the dude that got the late night show? The British dude? Forgot his damn name. The late night dude, he's got the thing with Method Man where they're doing the rap battles back and forth.
Oh, that he's
I know you
Peter Rabbit or something.
Yeah.
In his movie, like the Peter Rabbit.
Yeah, he's like he came from a Doctor Who episode. He was like known as Doctor Who's roommate.
Karen Gillian from Guardians of the Galaxy
It was in Jumanji, and Jumanji wasn't all that bad either. I saw it, it was like it was okay.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, it was more funny than anything. Week, everybody's like, "Oh, you know the game." I was like, "No, they just made the board game into a video game, which is."
I kind of like how they did the whole process of it. It makes sense. Like they didn't kill the original movie. They made it fun for kids and adults.
They put a little nod back to Robin Williams because they said Alan Parrish was here. And like I'm sitting there bugging on what's his name? Nick Jonas. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you gave him one of your lives. I'm like. And like, you know, the whole thing with Kevin Hart was funny. He's like, sorry, man. He just threw him into the rhinos. I was like,
And when he slaps him back.
I was like, what is it with them and slapping each other? They did that in what was the other movie they did together?
Oh.
CIA?
Yeah, the CIA movie.
Counterintelligence?
Something like that.
Central Intelligence.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, we don't smoke weed.
I think we could afford the brain cells to smoke weed.
So this week was pretty fun.
All right. Yeah, well, here's another trailer. Cable.
Cable.
That one and the Avengers one that dropped for Super Bowl Sunday. Also, which was pretty cool.
Speaking of Super Bowl, was the commercials really weak this year? Outside of the Busta Rhymes one with Peter Dinklage and Morgan Freeman.
Some of them could have been.
Yeah, I like the Tide ones. The Tides were kind of funny, just the way that you didn't expect them to be Tide commercials until like the very last second. Like even the one that they brought back, the Old Spice guy, and he's like, "Hi, I'm back." And then there's Tide coming out, and I was like, that was worth it. That was funny. I did not see that coming.
John and I were talking about how Netflix did the daring.
Yeah, the Cloverfield.
Cloverfield drop.
I heard that's pretty good.
I'm just bugging on that hand that was running across the damn floor.
I heard it's pretty good. Yeah. Like, my cousin was telling me he watched the whole thing. I haven't seen it. I'll probably watch it this weekend.
Yeah, I've heard mixed things. Some people hate it. Some people love it.
I think it comes down to who's a fan of the first two. Because the first two are perfect the way they were. And this turns into something completely different.
Right.
And I think it depends on if you take it as a movie by itself or is it part of the quadrilogy they're working on.
Right.
Well, what else? Nothing else came out, right?
The Deadpool that we didn't talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, see, this is where I love it because, Ryan Reynolds, he's on a new type of drug.
Called Ryan Reynolds. That's what that drug is.
Is he smoking himself? Is that what you're saying?
He's been like that since Van Wilder. Yeah. There was no.
Very true.
They just allowed him to take off the street jacket. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. he just has control of this. And also, people forget, without him, there is no Deadpool.
True.
So, you kind of let him steer the ship at this point.
I'm just glad they let him remake that whole thing from the Wolverine movie like we was just talking about.
They had to.
With the swords coming out of his arms and no mouth. I'm like...
Well, it'd be cool to see the new people they add in there, though, after during that trailer.
Yeah, because it's like...
Because besides Domino, there's a few others there.
I think this is leading up to, this was supposed to lead towards X-Force. Yeah. But I don't know if they're going to do that now because Disney owns it.
Yeah, well, they can actually do it.
Disney said that they're open to R-rated movies now.
So
look how much money it made.
That's the thing. Okay. But also, at what point does somebody step down or an executive be like, "Well, my daughter saw Deadpool 3, and now she's making curse jokes and nut jokes constantly. I don't like it. Let's just make it disappear."
I don't know.
I got to be honest with you. If you're not a studio now and you don't have an R-rated wing, you're not making money because R-rated movies now are making money.
But when did Disney?
A clip that we've never seen.
When did Disney make an R-rated movie? They're making money.
I'm saying that they like money.
Oh yeah,
more money.
But the problem has always been.
Why else would you buy Fox assets if you're not interested in making R-rated movies?
Because you don't have any villains left to do anything.
Yeah, but if you're gonna take Deadpool,
then you tell them to keep Alien. Then
I just feel like if you're gonna take Deadpool, you're gonna have to make it R-rated. To be honest, there's no point of dumbing it down at all.
Right. Oh, yeah, they're going to have to. But based off of everything that I've been hearing and everything that I've been seeing, they're talking about after Infinity War, that gets rid of the legit phase of the comic book world. Okay. And now they're going to go more Guardians of the Galaxy and Thor, funny comic books. They're going to dumb down for the younger audience because children make more money than adults do.
They're not going to cut their nose off despite their face, John.
Well,
they
already pushed Deadpool forward to 2 weeks after Infinity War.
Okay.
How much does that kill its earnings?
But do you understand where they have Warner Brothers right now?
But what I'm saying is...
With both of their feet on their throat.
But what I'm saying is that's not a good thing.
How do you figure?
You need competition to make money.
No, you don't.
Because if not...
Not in this world right now, you don't.
Disney had no competition half the time, and then what happened? They made Carter and a billion pirate movies that lost them a shit ton of money.
But do you really think that they're competing right now with Warner Brothers? Because I don't think they are.
No, but they think they're competing with their animated brands, their comic book branches. Well, they're trying to eat out of that, but they don't have the creative forces to do that.
Okay.
They're not smart enough. That's the problem. They don't. They They have like five Spider-Men. They have like three Jean Greys currently.
Yeah, like, and like how many are British?
That's what I'm saying. Like they have Gwenpool, which doesn't make sense. They have
they kill off Gwenpool though? Didn't they cancel that book?
They can't cancel it, but I think she's part of another universe. Like so many books open right now that it doesn't really matter. They tried to revamp it to bring it back towards the movie universe, but then they just wound up doing the same thing, and now they have like 50 different X-Men books, 50 different Deadpool books, 50 different Thor books. It's like they don't know what they're doing.
But that's because their book division is
sucks.
When you think that,
thanks, Jeff.
Wouldn't you like take the creative branch from the movies and be like, listen, let's consolidate everything if you're going to do a full reboot?
No, because they operate them separately.
But what I'm saying is, like, it would sell toys and movies and animation a lot easier if you got Robert Downey Jr. style Iron Man, Chris Hemsworth Thor, and all that stuff.
I guess.
Hey, Chris, give us the number so we can people call in, because I know we're going to be getting a little message or something like that. So, what was it? Anybody remember the number? Chris, you know the number?
Hold on. Wait.
It's like, damn it. What, you going to play last week's episode? I remember it's 347 something. That's all.
Instagram, if anything.
Right? Not that number. Is it that number? The one you put on Instagram or no?
Yeah, it is the one that we put on Instagram.
I thought that was...
That's the voicemail number.
Oh, okay.
There's another number that John had for calling in for, calling for Skype, your Skype number.
I don't know about no Skype.
Anyway, let's keep talking until we find that number. Matter of fact, Clinton, if you're still out there, if you still got that number on your phone, man, just. But, I hate that when we get lost, like right in the middle of stuff.
Black Panther? We want to talk about that?
Yeah.
We want to talk about that hype train?
I thought we were going to talk about Black Lightning. Okay. No, go.
Well, I did see. Yeah, that's what it is. We must be all on green light. Because, yo, I saw that episode, like, yikes. Oh. Green light. Anissa's starting to do her thing. And I'm like,
I have a feeling he's on a collision course toward his kids, both of them.
Yeah. Because I'm still amazed that they don't know. I'm like, you don't know your own daddy when he's that damn close to you?
I don't think they really care. That's the problem. Like, the older ones.
I feel like not yet. They won't know until not yet.
Like, yeah, I think he's going to have to fight his oldest one because, like, she's going to overuse her powers a little bit. So he's going to be like, I have to stop this girl, this person who's doing all the shit.
But the dude is trying to hide everything, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, but I think.
He's hiding, he's erasing stuff and hiding things so he doesn't find out. To be honest.
Yo, because that dude playing Tobias, yo.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he is amazing. He scares the crap out of me whenever he's on screen.
I was like, I wouldn't want to run over him like, you owe me a life.
And
I kind of like Jill Scott doing it.
And
like,
you know.
Now, what is it? Because, like, for some reason, I didn't hear the name. What is her character's name?
Lady something or other. It was on her shirt. I forgot the name.
Yeah, it was like something. Like I don't remember hearing him say her name.
He did when he gave her the money. He's like, lady, whatever. Is
that her name? Eve?
I don't remember.
Not so sure.
Because, like, what was she doing? She was giving some, like, is she animating a corpse or I giving think liposuction or something? Like,
wasn't that the woman who died? Who, like, what's his name, shot?
Yeah.
Like, she popped back up, and I think that's going to
happen. Yeah, I see the eyes open up. I'm like, ain't you dead? Okay.
I thought it was the Reverend. I thought he killed Pinky, you know?
No, the Reverend, they said, was going to live.
Was he?
Yeah, they said the Reverend was fine. He just had superficial wounds.
So Pinky's good. That's it.
And
Track Star is paralyzed now.
The kid, I'm more worried about him. Like, taking that drug and going and then be like, oh, I can walk. Like, having a watered down version of it. And then, like, going berserk on Black Lightning. And then, like, him going to shock the kid. And then his daughter going to grab him. And that's how she gets her powers or something like that.
It could be that. I can see that happening.
Because she gets his exact powers. So, CW.
All the other sister comes by and fights.
You see the other sister kind of losing control.
Because she's already being a very baddie for no reason. Like, she just... Yeah. Took that as her own hand.
Well, Gracie Choi is from the outsiders.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the group, you know, Black Lightning, Gracie Choi, Metamorpho, Batman was the leader in the first one, was Batman and the Outsiders, and there's like one or two more people. So I could see her starting her own like separate group, the Outsiders, with Gracie Choi as like the starting point.
And like, I figured that's what it was when I saw her, and I was like, okay, they got this right, so now what's up?
I like the way they're doing it.
What you thought about Flash?
Did not see it.
I like the way that they... I'm not going to give anything away. I like the way they kind of got out of them possibly writing themselves in the corner is the best way I'm going to put it.
Yeah.
That's the only way I could put it without Jeff seeing the episode, because I don't want to ruin it for him, because it was a good episode.
I haven't seen the latest episode either, but...
It was a good episode.
Yeah?
It's definitely worth watching.
Okay.
Because basically, like, it's... They kind of do, like, a Suicide Squad type thing, because, like... He's going to get sold with the rest of the bus metas.
Okay.
And, like, Barry basically does a jailbreak, which is kind of cool. And then they got to deal with, like, trying to find him and everything, because Cecile reads the warden's mind.
It's just crazy what the Thinker does. I just couldn't.
I think he's starting to lose his powers. And that's all I'm going to say, because they didn't watch the episode, so they don't know why.
He's getting weaker each.
How about Arrow? Everybody see Arrow?
Nope.
I was supposed to watch Arrow.
I got it on DVR, but I haven't watched it yet.
I only saw the ending of Arrow. That's the only part I caught was the end.
To be honest, that's the only important part.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only part I caught.
Like, the rest is very generic.
I mean, is it me or is it starting to wind down?
Arrow is very low on my list right now.
Yeah, it's
like the last show I watched.
Exactly.
It's gonna be super last until like after like this show comes back.
We went full on back to him courting Murder Watch. I'm just tired of it. It's like, really?
I'm still on and off.
Like, what happened?
I kind of need Felicity just to blow something up, to be honest.
If Felicity could just stay in her spot, and like, you know, because I mean, for me growing up. Green Arrow and Black Canary, the whole thing with them was that was the whole thing with them.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, you know, sometimes like when she get picked to be in the Justice League and they left him out, he felt like, oh, what you mean? I can't. All right, well, fuck y'all then. I ain't going.
And they were always like, why do we need two Batmans? Because essentially what he is. He's a watered down Batman.
He's a Batman with an arrow, you know.
Well, he's a watered down version of Batman.
Pretty much.
I mean, you know. Even though this
they had the chance to actually move Felicity out. They could have given somebody new and just.
The problem is they like
all her boyfriends that keep are dying. It's not our fault. Let's be honest. All her boyfriends are dying. It's like one got shot with an arrow. Just, you know, they all something's going on.
So be honest, one of the canaries has to die. I think Mr. Terrific has to die because he's kind of redundant at this point. He's basically Felicity Part 2.
He's basically gay comic relief.
He's gay Felicity.
I don't mean that as a gay slur to anyone.
No.
They can probably keep him and then ship Felicity out. They don't need Felicity.
I think they're wasting that guy that plays Caden James, who I like as an actor. Michael Emerson is a really good actor.
He was a great
actor. Because he was on wasting Persons of Interest, right? Yeah. That was him?
And he was in Lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I figured him more to be like somebody like the Calculator or something like that.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be that. But I also think Wild Dog's got to go. He's kind of served his purpose way too long ago.
Too.
Like, he's kind of just like, I'm just mad at Oliver for being mad at me for giving him up his secret identity that they kept for like 7 years. I don't know why he's upset with me.
I don't know.
I feel like Arsenal needs to come back and just shoot everybody. That's what I kind
of mean. It's like they got rid of all the flashbacks everybody was complaining about. And then it just got worse after that.
Because there's too many side stories. Everybody needs a background now. It's like, it's crazy. Just stop complaining. You know, Arrow taught you everything you know. Shut the fuck up and do what you got to do. Exactly.
The thing with Arrow, that all his flashbacks led to something, though. That was the thing. Like, it led to what this season was about.
I agree, but it went on too long.
It made it interesting for the viewers to watch, because it was like it had something to lead to the villain. This now is kind of like, It's like it's dead. It's kind of like there's nothing really going on.
I think their biggest problem was they should have DC should have let them keep Deathstroke for a while and keep Jericho and bring in Grant and let them fight them because they're actually super villains and that would be a nice fight. And, you know, stop all this Black Siren and,
the alternate cry, universe.
We all have kids. We're all going to make it home, you know.
Kumbaya.
It's like, where the hell is Diggle's wife? She's just like, yeah, go play superhero. I don't give a shit. Like, I could die any moment, but so can you. Let's have fun.
And the other thing that irritates me on Arrow is how they use this guy, Vigilante.
Yeah.
Like, they completely waste Vigilante on this show. Completely.
I still think he's coming back. Because I don't think he died.
What they should do for the whole show, purely, is an Arrow and just put him on Legends. Just end it completely.
It's put Arrow on Legends?
Yeah. It makes sense.
Never going to happen.
To be honest, the way it is now.
You also said that Gotham wasn't going to get a third season.
But there's no Arrowverse without Arrow. There's no Arrowverse without Arrow. That's the thing.
I feel like it ties into some of the stuff that happened on the ship. Like the secret message and everything else.
The last episode, all I can really say is it kind of upsets me, but they made the son more like a Tim Drake type. Because he kind of went out and did his own shit that kind of solved a lot more problems than it. And that would upset me if he wound up taking his son as like a Tim Drake, Bat Robin type thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Mike is not agreeing with that one.
He's like no, they can't.
The headset's away.
Basically, I'm surprised he just slammed his headset on the ground and walked out.
Now this is what you need to do, right?
I told you.
Now you need to have Murder Watch come.
Go.
Kill his son.
I tell you.
They're not going to kill
him. Have her get a suit.
She's wiping out zip codes, man.
Have her get a suit and then square off with Oliver, and then that's the end of the show.
The only people they need left, leave Felicity in the booth. I have no problem with her being the woman in the chair. You know, leave her there. They can break up. I don't give a shit. Like, whatever their personal lives is, leave it off screen.
That's the thing. They break up and they get back together. It's annoying.
Yeah, they came too far with that.
I'm starting to hate it.
Yeah.
They came too far with that already.
Like, they broke up last time. They got back together. They started drinking. It's like, yo, like, enough of that.
Exactly.
With the soap opera stuff, right?
Let's see the superhero stuff. At least Flash and Supergirl and Legends gives us enough superhero stuff that we become invested in the characters.
You guys aren't watching Supergirl, right?
Nah.
I gotta catch up on that.
I think John and I are the only ones watching.
I gotta catch up on the last couple.
It's been this season.
Yeah,
listen, Mondays is... You know, it's gonna be hard for me to even watch, like, Legends.
Although, John, it feels a lot like a long, drawn-out Superman 2.
Well, that's kind of the point. Like, that was kind of... Yeah. It's a combination between
Superman 4,
Quest for Peace. No. It's more like a combination.
I don't go past 2 with Christopher Reeve.
Yeah. And don't even talk about Superman Returns.
Because we barely mess with 3, and that's only because of Richard Pryor. Yeah.
That was an OVA over an OVA.
and I like that girl they have playing Rain. She's from Cloverfield.
Yeah, she's also from... wasn't she from, what do you call it, Friday Night Lights? No, she was from something else.
Yeah, something else.
Yeah, I've seen her way before as Cloverfield.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, she's an amazing actress.
She's good. She's really good.
I respect them not bringing Black Lightning into the universe, but I think they got to bring Supergirl into the universe to kind of, like, spice up a little bit of things and give it more of a chance for more crossovers so we don't have to deal with these long, drawn out. I need to explain why I'm trying to destroy the same city that's been destroyed 7 billion times and then revamped and then destroyed and then revamped. And it's like, all right, we don't care. Let the city crumble and go to Central City already.
Can we just start over again, please?
Arrow failed. Let's go somewhere else.
We all know that that's the Batman show they want to make, but for some reason, I don't know. We got Gotham.
let's talk about Black Panther for a minute.
Okay.
Everybody here have tickets?
Oh, yeah.
You?
No.
You?
Go and see it, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
This guy.
I'm going to go see it. But
yeah, you're gonna, yeah, but you're going to see it in the theater.
Stay off the hotline.
I'm about to probably chill in the house and watch it. Grilled cheese and everything out.
Stay off the piracy hotline.
Yeah, like.
Free people, Xbox to sit.
We're going to bring popcorn and grilled cheese and go see Black Panther.
Now, people, if you're going to go see this movie, go to the theater.
Please, dude.
Go to the theater.
Please, give it your
this
money.
This movie is so important. I mean, I see some of my black activists out there online.
Stay off Cody.
You know, they saying, you know, Cody. Like, oh, y'all don't understand. You don't think it's a black movie, but it's really a white movie. Yeah, it was created by Jack Kirby, but he had our interest in mind. Just keep that in mind. And, like, you know.
Stay off the jailbreak Fire TV.
And also, you know, Chadwick Boseman, you know, he's played like three important characters so far. This is by far his biggest. And I remember him saying once, he's not worried about Academy Awards and things of that nature. His face is going to be on a child's toy. That's what he thought was important.
Yeah.
That's why y'all need to go see this movie in the theater. Listen, pay for it.
His face is on Time magazine this week.
Yeah, and I was looking for one and could not find one.
I believe it.
Could not find one.
I'm sure the people bought that in triplicate.
Get it online.
Yeah, we're going to get online like this guy, right?
This guy.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but 100% on Rotten Tomatoes early this week. Now it's down 98.
Well, yeah,
it's two bad reviews.
Because they saw it online, that's why. Yeah. Cody streaming service, Xbox.
I mean, can we address the little so-called movement that they try to blame on DCEU, and it's just a bunch of, you know, stupid rednecks or whatever that's...
alt-right.
You know, just most of them that's just mad at this movie. And I'm like...
As a DC fan, like, I'm... More DC than Marvel, as everybody knows.
Clearly.
But.
Yeah. He's rocking Green Lantern today.
Blackest day and brightest night, you know what I'm saying? But I have always agreed with both. You know, like, I think, I don't like lately that I feel like the nerd and geek community is kind of becoming separatist amongst themselves, where it was always like, we were the outcasts. We were, like, trading comic books, trading cards, and playing D&D, but now it's become more popular, more mainstream. People are forgetting that they were the six-year-old getting made fun of, but they're making fun of the people that are in their 20s who don't agree with them on which side they
but
like
that's
more.
That's what happens when you give them the appearance that they have power.
But that's the thing. These people have no power. It's like, you know, people... There's like, what are you there's gonna- extreme... There's, I know people in the cosplay community. There's people that like literally put other cosplayers down to make themselves feel better that they're a better version of Harley Quinn. It's like, realize how many Harley Quinns there are.
Right.
I don't care. Like, if you had fun doing it, that's the important part. Like, you enjoy these movies, enjoy the comic books, you enjoyed all that. Enjoy it with other people. That's why we do this together.
Exactly.
We all enjoy comic books. We all enjoy the shows.
I agree with you.
As much as we bash it, like we still watch it.
We enjoy the genre. And we enjoy what it brings to us.
If DC fans are mad, they need to be mad at Warner Brothers for not taking
Thank you, Mike. Say that again, please.
They need to be mad at Warner Brothers.
To be honest.
Because they don't take them seriously.
To be honest, they shouldn't be mad.
Why?
Uh-oh. Because...
No, to be honest, they shouldn't be bad. It could be worse. They could have been getting a whole bunch of Batman movies. That's what they could have been getting.
And that's what it seemed like it was going to.
We might wind up back there very soon, my man.
But it's going to be not an origin story, which would actually be better for them. They should be happy that they're not getting another origin story. To be honest, they should be happy. Because every Batman movie that has ever came out starts with an origin story. And it's becoming really tiring. So they should be happy that they're getting the movies that they're getting. They should be happy that, you know, whoever's directing it is actually putting some effort into it.
Yeah, but...
It's not going to be Disney-type movies, I mean, but enjoy what you're watching, to be honest. They should enjoy what they're watching.
And, I mean, if they're going to keep doing, you know, stories that straight out the comic books, like, why can't they just leave the same story intact? They got to, you know, like, with Justice, you know, Batman versus Superman, how many comic books was that crammed into one?
Because they're lazy.
At least
yeah, like,
four.
It's like four different stories.
That's a Superman, Doomsday, Batman versus Superman, which is like four different comic books there. Like, they use four different versions of it.
They're lazy.
The Dark Knight.
They want the money right now.
For four different movies that you could stretch out and got. That's not smart business.
No, see, the problem is, too.
I never said it was.
The problem,
like, even like the last Batman, that was what? Nightfall and like, how many other movies squeezed in?
Yeah. True.
There was the one where Bane breaks his back, the Catwoman.
It's Nightfall. What are we talking about? We're talking about Dark Knight Rises? It's Nightfall. Yeah. It's No Man's Land.
Yeah.
An introduction to Catwoman, which you can do like five different ones.
Yeah.
Basically, a Nightwing origin story. Right. Like, there's a bunch of different ones there that you can really nitpick on.
But it gets a pass because it's Nolan.
It's part of the Nolan trilogy. Yeah. But
which is, I don't. That's another thing I'm starting to hate also.
What?
That everybody praises Christopher Nolan. They want him coming back. And it's kind of like, yo, y'all got to give some of these other people.
But they are.
But the thing.
They're giving Matt Reeves the Nolan treatment to do Batman. Which I never thought was going to happen. I never thought another director was going to get that kind of control again.
See, the problem...
I don't mind Zack Snyder doing anything, to be honest.
I like Zack Snyder with his fight scenes. Zack Snyder does his fight scenes amazing. Like,
Didn't they just say something that he was going to direct that they want him to direct this week?
What?
Snyder. I can't think of what it is.
Mm-mm.
Not Snyder.
No, Snyder is out.
I'm thinking of Michael Bay.
Michael Bay is going to be directing.
He's definitely out.
The Joker. Yeah. The Joker movie they're talking about.
There's a lot of explosions.
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix as the Joker. What y'all think about that?
I think it could work.
It could, but he also said he didn't want to do Doctor Strange because he didn't want to be part of the comic book movie thing. He was going to be Doctor Strange.
The Joker's going to be doing?
You might transform into
the
Subicon.
I think what they're trying to do with this is like a standalone movie that doesn't necessarily mean he's going to be.
So it's kind of like what Venom is?
Something else.
Kind of like a Venom movie.
Something like that.
But it's not going to be part of anything. Like,
Is this Venom movie just going to be this one-off anti-hero movie?
No.
You know what's interesting? I could see him. I could literally see Joaquin Phoenix playing the part from The Killing Joke where he becomes, or they have him put on the red hood in that part, the red helmet part. I could see him as that guy.
I could even see him in the Man Who Laughs.
I could see that.
Yeah. But it depends on...
I don't know.
Depends on the writing. It depends on the directing. It depends
on how
much...
I mean, it's interesting that Scorsese is producing it.
Yeah, but...
He is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he's putting his money in his mouth, dish. All right. That's nice.
He also made a shit ton off of that movie that he's doing with Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci. But,
so I doubt very seriously that Michael Bay is going to be directing that film. Of course, he's producing it.
That might be just a tactic to get a different director.
Yes.
Autobot.
What's with you and Transformers, man?
You didn't see the Joker playing with Optimus Prime, just like, pow, 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 pow.
I could see it, though. I could see him... Explosions. Playing.
Shemel, what's wrong with you today, man? You tying again, man?
I could see him just playing like unhinged.
Stop buying from that dude in the park, man. It's not real weed, okay?
Well, what about Gladiator? The Emperor and Gladiator. Yeah. He was off his rocker in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And then he went crazy. He's like, I retire from acting. And he did like this whole like little acting thing for like 5 years. Then went back in acting.
Yo, wait. I just got a text.
What happened?
Uh-oh.
Someone just asked, what's the number for the station?
Uh-oh. Does it have to do with grilled cheese?
Yes, it does.
I didn't hear this man's voice.
Give him the anti-piracy limo. FBI.
It's kind of messed up.
Oh, okay. And meanwhile, while we're doing that, I just want to give a quick shout out to somebody else take it because my phone is about to die.
See?
I just want to give a quick shout out to.
I don't get service.
If y'all remember Mr. Maurice Watkins.
Yeah. What's up, Maurice?
Yeah, he's checking in. He just shared the video on his page. My man, Jamel Griggs.
Yeah, I got service.
Bree Vaught in the building.
And my homegirl, Tanya Walker, who was checking in. She's in South Carolina.
That was a classic show when we had Maurice on.
Well, what are you doing?
That was a classic show when we had Maurice on, Jeff.
Yeah.
Classic show.
Because, man.
He dropped some knowledge.
Because he was sitting there tearing Stan Lee's ass apart. And I'm gonna shut my phone off because I only got 16% and I have nothing. Because I was out of family. I was just at a Dark Horse restaurant not too far from here. Great food and.
Charge it up with a grilled cheese and. Check the juice, so.
So
all right, I don't know.
So a person that just texted me, if you want to call in, does he have your number?
I don't. He should, I think.
Okay. Well.
Oh, okay.
I ain't trying to get caught by no cops. Start going down for him.
I got enough ex-girlfriends that got my number. I don't know. Oh, damn.
Notice he said ex.
Nah, I feel like they should do better, man. I feel like DC is doing all right. It's not horrible.
It's not horrible. I mean,
it's not horrible.
The animations are always great. Yeah.
And meanwhile,
plus on top of that, they're also doing a thing of Chinese new comic coming out with Batman, Superman, and a few others. So it's like they're good on that side. It's just
They definitely got their niche in on that.
And then the freaking comic books, DC Metal is amazing. I got the first two issues, and I'm like getting the next three issues.
Like it's so many ones. I just picked up
the only thing I wanted to read when I was at Comic Con and I saw the presentation.
Oh my god! I just got
it looks amazing.
It's they just like everything the way they did it. It like brings everything together from like Infinite Crisis all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
Like him dying, him going through time, like basically all the stuff with Superman, all the stuff with like the metals and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and all like the boss.
I saw casting, and I'm like, you know, Hawkman has returned.
Well, Hawkman, the thing with Hawkman is he's the one who he created a team to prevent Batman from like bringing the dark universe from coming through. And, like, they went through time already. And it's, like, Hawkman, Hawkgirl, Elastic Man, who else? Dr. Fate, and Metamorpho.
Like, okay, so this is why there's a new thing coming, the Terrifics.
Yeah, Mr. Terrific just joined them. And, like, they actually show at the end of
Shut up.
Nightwing.
He's over there getting ready to sing the John Cena music or something. What are you doing over there?
I'm not. I was just thinking about the T-Sweeters.
I've just happened to get the Nightwing episode, Nightwing issue, and it had like part of the Terrifics in the back.
Yeah,
and like they show like, oh yeah, like we need to stop you from opening the door, and then Metamorpho is in there, and they're like, it's like yeah, he's just surrounded by the metal, and like he's just chained to the wall, like going insane with the nth metal. Yeah.
Wow.
And
I'd love to read it, but unfortunately. DC, you don't have an all-you-can-eat comic thing.
They want you to actually buy just the regular comics.
Exactly.
It's a lot. I'm like, I might just wait for the graphic novel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, collected. Yeah, exactly.
I feel like they need to make a free comic website.
Oh,
like what? No. Like certain animes, like they have their own free comic, like their own anime manga websites where you can read like a whole bunch of mangas. They should do that for comics. Make it easier for us. So in case that we want to read stuff, it can
be and, you know, leave it up for a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
You know, that's so what
they do. Like, ads in between pages. Like, you have to switch to the next page, ad, go.
Yeah.
Right.
But, you know, they want you to actually go out to the comic book shop, which is understandable. Yeah, so tell him if he should have my number, I believe.
All right. Mystery caller, if you want to make yourself known, because we already know who you are, villain. If you feel like you want to call in, call John.
Or if he wants to message me on Facebook, and then we can go from there. You might not have my number.
Pay for your damn movies while you're at it. You know, like I got a box and I'm not trying to even watch it. Like, go pay for the movie. I'm sorry.
I just want
to
know how clear that copy was. That's it.
I'm saying, was anybody walking across the screen?
I don't think there's nobody across the screen. Have you seen it that early? They got it from China.
There was time code all over that joint.
You know, like, or was it like a, you know, that time delay in the voice? Where like,
yeah, exactly.
You probably got like the Chinese
Do you
subtitles.
Know the way?
Probably had like Chinese subtitles.
Exactly.
And, like everything was like mad perfectly clear.
We will go to Wakanda.
or English descriptive for the hearing impaired.
I'll be there with a headset.
Or is talking and there's like, a giant Chinese across the bottom of the screen.
You know, I'm sitting there looking at the screen like, hit the SAP button. Hit the SAP button.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm about to go home and check if that's a good copy. Have to see.
Black Panther just goes over to one of the people. Put it on
Facebook.
And goes,
I'm going to have to go on Facebook and show y'all, like, yo, this copy look pretty good. It doesn't look
that bad. Goes over to one of his people. You are the false queen.
Right. Uh-oh. Oh,
there we
Uh-oh.
Go.
You are on the air with Strange in the Membrane.
Hello, fellas.
Hello, fellas. What's the matter with you, man?
ain't nothing, man. Just chilling, working.
Like you're having a classical day?
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Well, like you're having a classical day over there. How's everything?
Everything's good. Just getting prepared for this baby to come. Right. A couple more.
Yeah, for those that don't months. For those that don't know, this is our Sean Williams. He was one of the original members when we first started.
How many years ago?
Three years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we first started.
Yeah.
And, you know,
the villain.
Just, yeah, because you phased yourself out. You just left.
He Martian Manhunter.
Yeah, for real.
Being honest. Nah. Just, yeah, you know.
He Martian Manhunter.
Trying to get ready for this wedding and everything. You know, I do miss the podcast. Don't get me wrong. You
into
know?
The negative zone.
I wish I could be. You know? What Mike said? What the hell Mike said?
So I want to know how clear that copy was.
Oh, man, I was just joking around. Man, I ain't watch that.
Man, no,
you
got me lying.
Yeah, you lying. And you lying. You lying. You lying. You lying.
You know, damn right I'm going to watch that in the movie theater. Everybody should know me by now.
I was good. Why would you even post that?
I just piss people off. You know me.
Nah, it's whatever, man. You probably had your popcorn ready, eating it, watching. over here playing games.
Technically, I'm eating some popcorn from the movie theaters
right now.
You're probably watching it. I was like, yeah, man.
No. I was watching this new Netflix show. I forgot the name of it. It's this guy playing in The Killing. Nah, he was in a reboot of the RoboCop.
Is it any good?
Yeah. It's pretty good. I'm on to episode 3. It's pretty good, so you should check it out. Okay. I mean, I don't know how the budget seems like it's a lot of money, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty good, you know. Now I just finished watching The Flash and all that.
Black Panther, right?
Flash is picking up, you know. Flash got, you know. The Flash was kind of corny in the beginning of the season, but it got kind of better.
Yeah, you pissed off a lot of people when you was doing that before in the group.
It was the truth, though. It was kind of corny. Even you admit it, Jeff.
I said it wasn't as great. See, why you always want to lump me into your shit when you sit there saying something? Because,
quote on what Jeff said. That's it.
Exactly. What did I say? I said it was not that. I found it confusing, too, like with, you know, with some of the characters because I hadn't seen the first episode, but I was like, it was a little weird to me. I didn't say it sucked like you did.
It sucked for a couple episodes. I picked up. But I can't wait for this dude, Constantine, to come in for this team. That should be interesting in a couple of weeks. Waiting for that.
In what?
Legends of Tomorrow. Legends of Tomorrow.
It's Monday, right?
Yeah,
isn't this Monday?
Yeah.
This Monday.
This Monday, matter of fact, yeah. So that should be cool.
And they're saying that they're leaving it open to another Constantine show, which is kind of...
It should. Because, I mean, ever since, you know, NBC did their thing, and when he pulled out that peacock feather.
I feel like they should just keep him on Legends.
Yeah, I mean, until they branch out. Because, I mean, you know, they're going to probably want to try to do a Justice League Dark or something like that behind it, which is
they should keep it
way
too
early.
For this whole season. Yeah. Since they're dealing with, like, you know, spirits and all that, something that they can't deal with, just bring them in with that. That's how I see it. Makes sense.
So how's Almost Married life?
It's pretty good, you know.
Yeah, like say something wrong, Brittany. Go bust your ass.
she probably will, you know. I'm scared right now.
I bet you are.
I'm being good though.
So, yeah, because you just left without a trace. You just, you know, you Martian Manhunted out on us. You just
man went up and he changed his whole name.
I know, man.
He went Jason Bourne.
For real.
I mean, when Jason
somebody
Bourne
said they saw you in the mall with a pocketbook in your teeth, you didn't even know your name. You just like, Sean! Sean! Like, hey, that ain't me. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Never. No woman. Hell no.
Put his hat down and just ran. He was like, nah, that's somebody else.
It's
part of
the program. David Webb. I'm not David Webb. What are you talking about? He's not David Webb.
hey, fellas, what y'all think about that Venom trailer and everything, that little teaser and all that?
Go ahead, Mike.
They need to show more.
That was the, beginning of the show. You missed it.
I apologize. I came in a little late. I was watching the show and eating my popcorn.
You're always late.
Yeah, man. I was eating a grilled cheese too, you bastards. I
sure were.
Oh, man. One day we're going to be able to tell that story, man. That's going to be one of them secret podcast things. Like, you know, you're going to have to download and we going to charge you a dollar for or something like that.
It'll be classic.
I can't believe y'all still on that grilled cheese thing, you know.
Yo, it was too funny the way that whole day went. I'm just sorry, man. It just happened. It was just your day.
Yeah, it was my day. Still a good day, though. Shout out to Antonio, too.
Antonio's probably laughing his ass off right now.
He's not calling. Right now.
He's going to be calling in like this, like, yo, what he said? And that whole day, like, it just started. I mean, you, like, you was mad at Shamel because y'all both was wearing Wu-Tang shirts. He's like, you watching me getting dressed? You know, I was like, oh, God.
And then we get on the train. We got to deal with the sandwich man.
It was all downhill.
Excuse my language, but just let that shit go.
Nah, son, we can't.
That was a defining moment because it was just no way in hell that it's gonna be funny all day before and after the podcast. I was just bananas.
It was a good grilled cheese. I give him that.
You ain't had no choice. Either eat that or the napkin. Yo, did you see our new artwork?
No, I didn't check it out. I gotta check it out.
So how you know we on? Are you on the computer right now?
No, I was on my phone, to be honest, and I'm downloading the Facebook app, and I said, "Oh, snap, fellas is on live. Let me try to get in live for a second."
Oh, okay.
So well, we live.
So for Chris, can you just give him a quick flash? If you're looking at your phone, just give you a little quick flash of the new artwork. That's going to be, you know, have some t-shirts coming soon. And, you know,
okay,
y'all need to come in and support and just get these t-shirts and go see my man Plushy Gangster on Instagram because the artwork is dope. And you see that little G in the right-hand corner? See, if you'd have kept your ass here in New York, you could have been up there. We would have probably made you the thing or something like that.
Well, could have been Martian Manhunter.
Nah, yeah, you made a Martian Manhunter. Disappeared. Yeah, you got a bald head just like him too. So.
You know, I'm the villain. So come on now.
Martian Manhunter. You're disappearing every time. No, so it makes sense.
I'm still in the city, fellas. I'm still here.
Nah,
you're
in the tower. You're in the tower. Stop playing, man. That's it. Martian stays in the tower. That's how it goes down.
Hey, man, shut up, man. Sit in the corner, right? That's what's up, fellas, you know. Still think about y'all, you know. Y'all still doing your thing. Keep doing your thing. You know.
Still down,
maybe
man.
Maybe one day I might come through.
Yeah, if we give you the address.
Being a jerking asshole, you know.
The reunion tour. Then we get the farewell tour.
You gonna do the farewell tour?
It's like, you know,
why not? You
like
know,
new edition farewell tour. That's how we gonna do it.
I won't mind being the Bobby Brown in the group.
You are the Bobby Brown in the damn group. You made your solo career, did two albums, and it ain't work. Now you want to come back?
You just all you hear is dan 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 dan. Can't see me.
Yeah. Oh, what about the solo trailer, Mike? You know, me being a big Star Wars fan, what you thought about that Han Solo trailer?
I'm afraid I can't talk about that because you know, Darth Haterus is in front of me right now.
That's John.
He may turn me into a force ghost if I talk about
him. What's the issue with that, John?
Am I getting a fun of the call?
He's like, damn, what the hell is that?
I don't know what that was.
Oh, you cut him off?
I didn't cut him off.
Oh.
Nah.
I don't know. Unless somebody else is trying to call me.
No, I mean, I'm interested in it. I don't know where it's gonna go though, because I'm iffy about it because of all that production drama.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Changing a new director and everything.
Man, because after the last Star Wars, John was like,
"I'm done."
Yeah, he was done with this. Sean, that's why I missed the first show. He turned me into a Force ghost.
John didn't like the last
fuck that shit.
John said, I could feel the evil within me as I was watching that movie.
John struck me down before the show.
He force choked him from
here. That's like, more like the Emperor just lightning him. He's like, I can feel the evil flowing coming.
Okay. Da-da. I could have meant that the last Jedi could have been a little bit better, but it was still good to me.
No.
Yeah, I thought so.
No.
John, no.
No.
John's a tough sell on anything Star Wars.
I don't need to know the origin of blue milk. I need to know the origin of Snoke, not...
You said blue milk?
Yeah, they gave us the origin of blue milk.
Then,
didn't know the origin of the Empire. I mean, the Emperor.
I didn't watch it, so
I didn't see it either.
I'm like,
yeah, but milk? He at least wasn't the main villain. Like, Darth Vader is the main villain.
It's like blue milk? That sounds like a really ugly stripper.
Then I guess yeah, I shouldn't mention.
Stage, it's blue milk.
I guess I shouldn't mention to John that they're bringing in the Game of Thrones guys to do the next trilogy.
Yeah, I saw that,
I
too.
Heard about that. But they're also doing, it's going to be the Old Republic, the video game they're going to make it.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. That's the next trilogy that they're doing. They're not doing like a 10, 11, and 12. So far.
Are you sure about that?
That's what they confirmed. It's going to be the Old Republic.
So they're doing a -2, -1, and 0?
No, that's what they're doing? It's more like a -30, a -29, a -28. Like, that's how far in the past the Old Republic was. It's like 10,000 years before episode
one. They still got to tell the story of Rey and all. I think it's still unfinished.
No, well, she said she's not. She said she's done after this next one.
Said she's not coming back.
Disney got that paycheck, so we'll see.
I wouldn't come back either. Okay.
So they're gonna do the Old Republic. Are we gonna see like a young Yoda or something?
No, it's way before Yoda. It's like if you played the video game, it's like his ancestor who runs the Jedi Academy and all that stuff.
Won't. Hell no.
No, it's more about like there's like an evil Jedi that becomes like an emperor type, and then his like apprentice.
What did he say?
He said grilled cheese. You are.
Yeah. Do or do not. There is no grilled cheese.
No, shmoo.
Let the grilled cheese shit go. Let it go. Just let it go.
Because we were sitting there talking about this before. We might have a grilled cheese as a mascot. Dead ass silence right there. Okay.
Yo, man, fuck y'all.
Exactly.
Jab. He's throwing jabs, man. Why y'all throwing jabs?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. All right, y'all.
Before we go, I think we should play our little audio clip from Black Panther himself.
Oh!
Yeah, I got it.
All right, Sean. You got it on your phone?
Fellas. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right. What the hell was that? Yeah. Like you're trying to stop himself from saying yeah. Yo, that's Sean Williams. He was, like I said, one of the original members. When we first started doing this, it just came from, what'd you call it the other day, Mike? The Strange in the Membrane, the hallway version?
Yeah. Strange in the Membrane, the lobby days.
Yeah. We were just sitting out in front of the, lobby at the job, just sitting there going, like, oh, that's bullshit. Nah, come on, man. He ain't shit. So, you have it, John?
Yeah, whenever you cue it up, you're the man with the voice.
Mr. Antonio Pomerez. He called and left that voicemail like he was Black Panther himself. This is going to be a nice one, though.
Black Panther has been the protector of Wakanda for generations. It is a mantle passed down from warrior to warrior.
Warrior.
And now these fanatics want to come and disparage my name? So I ask you, as warrior, king, and part-time podcaster. How long do you think they can keep their money safe from my box office and my merch? Wakanda forever.
Nice.
My man Antonio Palmer is, who happens to be Panther right there on the end right there.
Hashtag black excellence.
That's right. Pay for the damn movie and go see it.
Have to stream it.
No. You know, stop streaming it and pay for
streaming
it.
Streaming it out here. That's it.
Go and see Bucky. If you're going to be that racist, go see Bucky play some people.
That's it right there. You know, we almost up. What time? How much more time we got?
Was like,
okay, we got a couple more minutes. Damn, I wish we remember the number because my man from Kenimation Studios, he's the one calling. He's also, you know, he does his own thing and he's working on some other movies that he's actually like trying to do a live version of like Teen Titans and stuff like that. You know, he's doing his little independent thing. He's like, get your ass down in here, man.
Have him call us next show because we're going to have reviews of.
Oh, yeah.
Some of us going to have reviews of Black Panther.
Yeah, we're talking about some of us.
Hopefully not on streaming.
So. We're talking about some of us.
Because if you come in here saying you streamed it, you out.
I'm streaming
you
it.
You out.
I want to stream it. And this man would have a shoot ready.
I'm opening that trap door.
All types of warriors.
I'm opening the trap door right underneath your seat.
Hey. I'm you just have to give him a Captain America PSA.
Listen, I'm going to tell you that.
Like in Spider-Man, right? Streaming is wrong. It's illegal.
No, it's not. I live in darkness. Okay. Do you? You have to understand this.
You think all right,
darkness
Venom.
Is your friend?
You don't. You're going to live in the darkness with black suits smacking you upside your goddamn head.
Give this man a shield.
They didn't know who I was until I put on the mask. Until then, nobody cared.
All right, Charlie. Oh,
but they will when you get unmasked on Instagram.
They man. Won't because I give it to you, the people.
One Venom.
The minute he comes in, I'm being honest. The minute he comes in and he goes, Spider-Man, you thought you can get away from me. I don't think so. He grabs him up. Let's see who's under the mask. He pulls him off. He goes, Peter Parker. It's time for you to die. I'm telling you, the minute he does that, it's over. I'm being honest.
One high schooler. Two high schoolers. Ha, ha, ha.
I kind of like the shirts, though, because I seen the when they were doing the whole thing with the fans they had. They had a cool shirt that had the Venom, and then he customized his own. It was pretty cool. But they were on the set doing everything else. Like it was pretty cool how they showed everybody stuff.
Who's supposed to be playing Carnage?
I think it's the dude still in the symbiote suit. If I'm in the case, I'm not too sure. It kind of looked like it. Like when you see the trailer, is that one dude opening up the thing?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think he might be playing it. I'm not too sure.
Because that was
Cletus.
Because
he looks like he might have that role. I'm not too sure.
Because Carnage is hard to do. You have to have somebody who's psychotic. Like who?
That's what I'm saying. The dude in there looks like when he opens up the truck, he looks psychotic. I'm being honest. He looks like he's not up there to say. Like,
it's a hard part to play. What I'm saying is like because you have to stay in that mindset the entire time.
You know, he'd be a good Cletus Cassidy, but you probably might lose him forever. This guy, Crispin Glover. American Gods.
Yeah.
Because he's already batshit.
He's already there. he's already there. So it's like, just try a little more.
Yeah.
It's good for you. Come on, try it.
Speaking of American Gods, you know that's coming back, right?
Thank God.
Yes.
Missed that show.
With new producers, though. The original ones left.
What happened there?
I don't know what happened there.
Money.
All right, y'all, we gotta get ready to wrap this up. So thank y'all all for calling in. Thanks my man Sean for calling in.
You guys are really classics.
I was just waiting for any like as well as I mentioned his name, waiting for any little jab to add to it.
It's gonna hurt me out there. <while. laughs> Gonna be answering phones at the job sounding like Bane.
Who is this? You want tool?
In what department?
When I tell you, you could die, that's when you can die.
It's Saturday, you fool.
I got a feeling on Monday. I got a feeling on Monday I'm going to sound like Bane.
If you do it on Tuesday, I'll be laughing my ass off. I'll be getting in trouble so much.
People coming in, good morning.
It's like, dude, you sound like Bane. But anyway, let's get on out of here, man. Once again, thanks to my man, Plushy Gangsta. Go check him out. He's on Instagram.
Yeah.
Go see that man for any kind of work that you see, like we got up here. Also, thanks to Sean Williams, you know, original cast member that, you know, was here before, but now he's in Buffalo, wherever he is, Albany, wherever you stay up there.
Somewhere starting his grilled cheese empire.
You know, Brittany gonna bust your ass. And, you know, just thank everybody for that was checking in, and you know, keep checking out the podcast. You know, you can find us on Twitter at Strange Brains, Instagram,
Facebook,
Twitter, Tumblr,
Google Play, Tumblr, iTunes. Stitcher, iTunes. We're all over the place. So if, you know, you want to come
working
at us,
working on a website.
Yeah, you know, we still got our little blog spot at strangeinthemembrane.blogspot.com. You want to add a few things. Oh, you know, just check us out. Find us on Facebook and, you know, hit us up whenever you can. All right. For my peoples here, Mr. Michael Williams, John Costa, and my man Shamel Romero, I'm your boy Jeff Strange. Y'all stay strong. I'm going to say Strange Peace. We're out. Strange in the Membrane. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Stupid.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.